So now when they catch illegals, excuse me, when they catch undocumented human beings, they're going to, the thought is that they're going to now take them into the interior of Mexico rather than just land them near the border and bus them across. Is that basically the gist of that story? So that they're removed from the criminal element, if you will, and as a result, it's like a harder trip for them to get there. And it takes them away from all those people who are, you know, traffickers. So, I mean, are they gonna send them to Monterey? Are they gonna put them in some, you know, is it gonna be just some dusty runway someplace in the middle of Mexico? I guess I'm saying Mexico, maybe someplace else, but I mean, what how are they gonna do that? And again, who's gonna pay for it? And is that money out of our pocket? So, hey, did we find the speller lady? Okay.
I don't know if he's here.
Okay, I got it. I got it.
Okay.
Here's the winning spell.
Guet-a-pens.
Guet-a-pens.
Now, when I heard that, I thought that meant, is that a child who only knows their mom?
Yeah, guet-a-pens.
Guet-a-pens.
Yeah. Thank you, Scott. Very good.
Sorry.
Way to keep the integrity of the competition.
Guet-a-pens.
Yeah. Okay.
Guet-a-pens.
Uh-huh.
Is this French?
It's from French.
Get a palm.
Yeah.
G U E T A P E N S. Get a palm.
Okay. There.
God,
now look. See.
Wow.
That ain't right.
Now.
Yeah.
You see? I mean.
Something wrong there.
You see the problem?
Uh-huh.
I mean.
Yeah,
if,
we're stupid.
If when
yeah.
we do that, if
we're.
I mean, in any other championship, there's some sort of a. I mean, and yeah, they shot some kind of little whiffy confetti gun out there or something. Yeah, right.
Get
to do this. So, but I mean, we need to dress it up.
Is this French?
Yeah. It's from French.
There's the nerd we were talking about earlier this week.
Right, here we go.
G U
Jacques Bailey.
E T A P E. And S get a palm.
Of course it ends.
Right. So see.
Of course it ends in P-E-N-S.
Yeah. Come on.
Get a palm.
Yeah. You see, why don't we do something like that?
We have a champion.
Yeah. See that?
Yeah.
And this is who are they called? Is it
LMFAO?
So, yeah. Why don't we have LMFAO break out into the stage? You know.
Strobe lights going everywhere.
Yeah.
Chicks in go-go boots just appear and start dancing.
So what was the winner's name?
I don't know. I can't pronounce it.
Give me just a moment.
All right.
Well, you know what happened is then the color commentator from ESPN.
Snigda Nandipati.
Of course. And
yeah, spell that one.
Yeah.
Only because it's in front of me, my friend.
Right. So the lady from ESPN comes up and talks to her. She says, yeah, I'd seen it before.
Well, and I don't have this audio, but Tucker had it on Candy.
Yeah.
In the worst possible thing that could happen at that point in time, apparently, I don't know if it's the sideline reporter, if you will, for the Scripps Howard Spelling Bee.
Yeah.
She's like, come here, Snigda, come here, come closer to you. Just get your trophy. I want to talk to you. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm looking at the wrong girl.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Hello.
Good morning.
Hey.
I'm such a bad speller that even though I knew the kid had it right, I thought, oh, he missed it.
Oh, yeah. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine.
Hey, I'd like to know how many silent letters does French have to have in the word?
Yeah, you're right. That's why she asked, is it from the French? Well, the French have to win at something, right?
Yeah.
They win at bad words.
Yeah, their words are silent.
Well, again,
just like their military.
Yeah. The letters just surrender.
Yeah.
Got a different word for everything. All right, for the 15th year in a row, we have compiled a list of the most insane examples of lawsuit-proofing products. In other words, warning labels that really shouldn't necessarily be there.
Awesome.
This one submitted from the state of Texas.
Oh. Great.
A 7-inch decorative globe has the warning, these globes should not be referred to for navigation.
A 7-inch decorative globe.
Yeah. Okay.
Honey, I'm lost. Can you give me the... Hang on, let me look.
This one submitted from Wisconsin. A label on an electric razor for men. Never use while sleeping.
Once again, it wouldn't be there.
No.
Unless.
A laptop steering wheel desk has the warning. I know, really.
Wait.
Tell
wait,
me how many
wait,
ways
wait,
that's
stop.
Wrong.
Yeah. Let's begin with just the inherent failure of the product.
Yeah. Laptop steering wheel. Google that. Let's see if we can find picture of it, maybe. But on the warning label on the laptop steering wheel desk says, never use this product while driving.
Right.
Okay. A neck pillow produced and marketed for children
Holy
has the warning label.
Cow, there it is.
Keep product away from infants and children. It's a pillow for children. All right, so tell us more about the laptop steering wheel desk.
Well, the first one that I pulled up on a major online retailer.
Yeah.
Let's see. There it is in action. It's like a tray. This tray attaches to your steering wheel.
Okay.
And I guess you're supposed to then place your laptop on top of it and open up the monitor to completely obscure your steering wheel, perhaps?
Perfect. Ideal. But I guess that's the thing, is they figure if once you open the lid, you have completely obscured your steering wheel, then you're smart enough to know not to drive. Oh, never mind.
Here we go. Yeah. Here's the product description.
Uh-huh.
Introducing the steering wheel desk tray, featured in our other vehicle parts department. This product generally ships within 2 business days from Pinellas Park, Florida, and weighs 2 pounds. Attaches to your steering wheel for easy access to a writing and drink storage surface. Oh, so you can go ahead and put your famous pole on top of it, too.
Awesome. So good.
It's flat for writing and perfect for lunch or a snack. So it's not so much putting your laptop on top of it.
This is not for
putting anything on top of it. So now you can live the dream. You can have taco salad for lunch and eat it in your car while you drive.
And it costs?
$25.
Oh, wow.
Basically for a carved out tray.
Yeah. Call now and they'll throw in another one. Yeah.
Now, how does it attach to the steering wheel?
It just attaches. It's like little notch things.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. That'll be, okay, so we got that. And finally, this.
Like the old knob that you used to put on your steering wheel?
Yeah, neck and knob. The neck and knob.
Yeah, the neck and knob.
That's right. That's what that was. Anyway. Yeah. All right, so, and finally from this year.
Yeah, I got the picture too, Chase.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
You can't quite get there.
Instructions that come with an electric skillet. Caution, griddle surface may be hot during and after cooking. Yeah, that's right. They put them on there because somebody did sue them. Hello.
Yeah, what do you do if you got to make a turn? All your stuff falls off your steering wheel.
Yeah, that'd be horrible, wouldn't it? Just, man. Yeah, they need to make it so it slides around the wheel. I mean, if you really want to design it so that you can eat your famous bowl while you drive and keep both. And then you steer. What do? Do you steer it like 5 and 7? Is that how that works?
Vote now.